Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks, good morning.
Good morning.
A soggy old Wednesday.
I was just sending you something. You've probably got it now.
Oh.
Shit.
I'm just here.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Microphone's gone funny. Right. God's hose pipe certainly having a lot of work this morning.
Yes, yes, it really is bucketing down.
Yes, but that's enough of that.
My wipers were on full.
Were they?
Same.
Were they going like really mad?
No,
like,
yeah.
It's almost more distracting.
When they got in the car park, they went dry and they went. Yeah, back to your bit.
I feel sorry for people who've got really old cars that it goes well slow, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there you go. Right, I was going to start off and complain about how things are reported on football, because Tottenham thrashed Man United at Old Trafford 3-0 yesterday, but I'm not going to.
I just did almost. I think best thing to not mention that.
I just almost did. It's just like no one's ever picked or ever talks about Tottenham. It's always Man United, and I hate them. They're dicks, but that's enough of that, and they're rubbish.
Right. Have you ever sat down and really met them and met some, you know,
mate,
you might find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I've looked at this story so many times and I just laugh. Flat Earth people.
People that live on a flat Earth? People that believe in the flat Earth?
They believe that the Earth is flat.
You know, I can't really get my head around that either.
I believe in a lot of things and a lot of ancient aliens and all that. And they're sort of like, you can actually imagine them, but flat Earth.
I don't know enough about it. I've not looked into what the sort of accepted
Well, you got ice all the way around the Earth.
Because
if when global warming happens, we're just going to all the water's going to run out.
Oh,
so it's just
not if it's flat. If it's flat, it just will sit there, won't it?
Yeah.
If it leans to one side, it's
okay.
Gonna
what work. Happens if you keep drilling through the Earth? What's the other side? Nothing.
Just a hole for all the water to go down.
There you go. People, honestly, think about something else. That's just so stupid.
I didn't know that there was an ice wall.
I'm more curious about what their argument is than. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's.
Perhaps there might be a listener out there that's got their head around this.
It's a flat piece of earth with ice wall around it.
Yeah,
and
ice
then there's
wall.
Nothing on the other side.
Nothing on the other
and
side.
And then when the ice wall melts, everything will fall off.
I'd imagine so. You could run off the
edge.
That'll
be the end times.
Yeah.
Look outside, that could be what's happening now.
So you could be surfing and then all of a sudden, wallop. Oh, no, you couldn't be.
Yeah.
So actually, ask a surf girl. But anyway, that's enough of that. I just think about something else, people.
I think about the hollow earth. That's a good theory. There's a hole on the north and south pole, and inside there's a whole new world again with beasts and
Arnie Sacknessum.
The whole atmosphere. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that journey for the centre of the earth.
There's actually a guy who came back with a fanciful tale. A well respected pilot too.
Oh, is it?
It's a good read anyway.
I'll have a look at that.
But yeah, basically there's another whole atmosphere within the centre of the earth. That's what hollow earthers believe.
Brilliant. Yeah,
hollow earthers. No one's labelling anyone here, apart from you believing in the hollow earth. So.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough of that. Russian gold prospectors thought they'd cracked it when they found a yellow speckled lump. It was almost 4 kg of metal. It ended up being a lot more valuable. It was a meteorite. They found lots of stuff in it, but they found something that no one knows what the hell it is. It's completely new.
A new stuff.
A new stuff.
Mineral? Is that what you call it?
Yeah. It's like half the size. It measures just micrometers. A grain of sand is 25 times bigger than what they've actually found.
But wow.
Yet they found something.
They found it.
They found something that we have not.
They might have been eating like a roll
they,
and it
did
had
they really?
It's just a breadcrumb.
Yeah, it's like, oh, shit. Yeah.
No, they would just come up as breadcrumb on their machine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But has it got breadcrumb on it?
I don't know if you, when you're you've got the micron microscope.
Breadcrumbs don't come in it.
I don't think you're eating a roll at a time.
I think that's fantastic. And again, isn't.
I would suggest don't eat a roll. When you're doing experiments and looking at minute things like that.
Yeah. Or hundreds and thousands. You had some hundreds and thousands and one of them.
There's a material in there that has never been.
They could not
identify.
They reckon it's more. It's got more power to it than a diamond has. It's
more power.
Well, do you know what I mean?
Does that
what do they call it? The hardness.
Diamonds, which are caused by a mountain just smashing into another mountain.
Yeah.
And just like on the pressure of that, that's how you get a diamond. So I mean, so we're talking umpteen more pressures.
Isn't it fun? Like thinking of the person whose job that is to just scan through all the grains on the ground. Until you find something.
You know, it's an expert's job, is what
it
is.
Yeah, it is. Obviously.
You know,
that's why I've got to do something to justify my job. So I just say I found something, no one knows what it is.
But it's 20 times smaller than a grain of sand. Yeah. So,
there
do
it
you
is.
Get one of those really good microscopes?
It. Shit. Yeah, dropped it. Shag pile carpet. Oh, never find it.
Don't even stay there. Don't walk.
And I'd just like to finish off in this one because this one's really good. Oh, I've got to turn my page over here. Oh, no, right.
Okay.
There's been four official sightings this year of Loch Ness, right?
Oh, yeah.
The latest one is by a 12-year-old girl called Charlotte Robinson, and they reckon it's the best photo in years. But however,
a rather typical name for a, you know, it sounds like the sort of thing you've been in Enid Blyton book.
Charlotte
Robinson discovered the sea monster.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah.
Surely it should be some weird Italian professor or something like that. The head transplant guy would be a good guy.
Yeah.
And who just sounds like he's lying straight away. But no, Charlotte Robinson.
But anyway, there's actually a New Zealand angle to this because Professor Neil Gemmell from Otago University has been involved in DNA sampling and he says there's no such thing. Just love him.
Is that the photo?
So this is the photo.
That's rubbish.
Yeah,
it's just a black speckle in the
water.
It's
quite amazing to me. Whenever they show an image of Loch Ness, they always show the famous one that we all know was.
Is this,
but it's so cool. You mean that one?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
That it's like it's not true anyway. But that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah, I can't. Think.
Well, I mean, I
covered quite a lot of stuff.
There's that New Zealand professor that's over in Loch Ness.
Yes.
What's he doing?
Well, he's doing DNA sampling of the water. You know what? When they can. They know what's in there.
Yeah, that's right. Surely has he finished doing that yet?
No, I think he's really milking it over there.
Do you think so?
Yeah, of course he is. Because what happened was, he had like the smallest particle in the world and he dropped it in Loch Ness and he's trying to find it. Always happens.
Well,
did you know
lodge a bit longer.
That an ant can live underwater for 14 days?
That's trippy, crazy, isn't it? That's crazy. Really?
Yep.
Imagine that experiment.
So I've got so much stuff you can talk about at dinner parties.
All right, Rob, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
It's Rob Bollocks. Can you Adam and Eve it?
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Thank you very much.